Now we come to chapter 18. We're still on the second missionary journey of Paul. Now he waited around in Athens. He's alone. He's waiting for Timothy and Silas to come and join him and bring reports from the church in Thessalonica and Berea. Well, what does he do after he waits a while and he's had his missionary thrust in Athens? He goes on, and we're told in chapter 18, after these things, Paul departed from Athens, and he came to Corinth. Now, I've made that trip by bus from Athens to Corinth. Paul apparently walked it. It'd take you a long time to walk it. And it's a beautiful walk, though, and lots more beautiful drive. By the way, you go by where the Battle of Salamis was fought at sea, where the Persian fleet was destroyed. You go by many historical places, and then you come to the city of Corinth. And Corinth was the most wicked city of that day. Now, when we take up these epistles where Paul wrote, like he wrote to the Thessalonians, and he wrote to the Philippians, and he wrote to the Corinthians, I intend to give a background of the city and the reason that he wrote as he did, and the message. But now, I just want to very briefly say that the city of Corinth was probably the most wicked city of the day. It was the Sodom and Gomorrah of that day, or it was the Las Vegas of that day. It was the place where you could go and live it up. Sex and drink and all other sensual pleasures were there. There are the remains there of a great Roman bath, and that's where they went to sober up. And there in the distance is the temple that was to Aphrodite or to Venus, and there were 1,000 so-called vestal virgins there, and they were anything but virgins. They were prostitutes, and sex was a religion. That's not new today. That was true back there. Corinth was one of the most wicked cities of the day. People came from all over the empire to the city of Corinth. They really could entertain you. They had 2 tremendous theaters there. Now, Paul came there, and here was his terminus of his second missionary journey as well as his third missionary journey. And here, I believe, is where Paul probably had one of his most effective ministry. I would say that in Corinth and in Ephesus, Paul had his greatest ministry. Ephesus, a religious center, and Corinth was a sin center. And both of them were great commercial centers. Now, when he came there, what did he do?